is recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois. Blood donations help save the lives of the injured and critically ill. There are no substitutes for donated blood, and donation takes only 45 minutes. Blood donation, it's about life. More information is at 367-2202.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. In WILL News at this hour, Governor Pat Quinn has signed into law pension reforms aimed at fixing some loopholes in the system. The law takes effect immediately. It aims to end the practice of so-called double dipping for public employees. In some cases, employees took leaves to work for their unions but continued to build benefits in government pension systems based on union pay. The law also closes a loophole made possible by a 2007 law that allowed two lobbyists for the Illinois Federation of Teachers to qualify for teachers' retirement benefits by spending a single day teaching. Governor Quinn signed the bill today in Chicago. Indiana's House of Representatives is entering its second day at a standstill as House Democrats dig in against a divisive labor bill. Republican House Speaker Brian Bosma and House Democratic Leader Patrick Bauer spoke briefly for the first time since Democrats announced yesterday that they were stalling business in the chamber because of the labor bill. Bosma spokeswoman Tori Flynn said the two spoke this morning during a taping for a television program but did not agree on a meeting to resume work. Bauer said yesterday his party members would stall business until Bosma agrees to more public hearings on right-to-work legislation. Bauer said the Democrats plan to remain in the Indiana State House, unlike last year when they fled to Urbana for 5 weeks. When they returned, GOP leaders abandoned their right-to-work proposals. Bosma says Democrats shouldn't expect the same outcome this time.
That was an accommodation that was made last year because of a variety of other important measures that were on the table. Those measures were dealt with last year. It is the number one jobs issue that we can address this session, and the number one issue is jobs. And these are middle-class jobs that we're talking about. We have to support our middle class here in this state, and that's exactly what this is about, despite the rhetoric you hear from the other side.
The right-to-work proposal to bar unions from collecting mandatory fees from all workers at a private business drew hundreds of union protesters to the State House on yesterday's opening day. A new push is underway in the Indiana legislature for a statewide smoking ban 1 year after the failure of a similar bill that health advocates assailed as too weak. The bill, announced today by Republican Representative Eric Turner of Cicero, would prohibit smoking in most public places and workplaces, including bars. The only exemption it includes are the gambling floors of casinos and pari-mutuel betting parlors, private clubs, and cigar and hookah bars. The House last year approved a bill that exempted bars from the smoking ban. Health advocates argued that was too great an exemption, but a Senate committee chairman argued it was needed to win Senate passage. Turner says he believes greater public support and Governor Mitch Daniels' support will help the broader ban win this year. The shutdown of Decatur's only taxi service has left a void in the city, but city manager Ryan McCready says he expects someone to be providing it again in about a month. AOK Taxi saw its license revoked last year after the city discovered owner Anthony Walker used an unregistered vehicle and when he failed to inform the city of changes in the company and fleet. At a public hearing on Tuesday, he applied for a license to operate a new service, but Walker also asked McCready to hold off on a recommendation to the city council while working out the financial aspects of his plan. Meanwhile, McCready says other offers are coming in.
We've received calls from other taxi operators in surrounding communities that stating they may have an interest being in Decatur, but we don't have any additional applications on file at this time from any of those individuals. The city of Decatur needs a taxi service operating in its city. There's no doubt about that.
Decatur Public Transit offers evening van service on an on-call basis, but McCready says that's not a long-term solution since it only operates when buses aren't running. If Walker doesn't move forward, McCready says the city will aggressively pursue one of the other companies reaching out to the city. Walker still operates a limousine service in Decatur. A controversy involving the popular Starved Rock State Park has emerged. A Minnesota-based company wants to build an open-pit mine next to the park. Jennifer Brandel reports.
Starved Rock is a two-hour drive southwest from Chicago and has rock formations, fishing, and hiking trails. Tony Giordano says a new silica sand mine would mean new jobs and could inject $9 million into the local economy. He's the president of Mississippi Sand, the company proposing the mine.
We don't believe in any way that our utilization of our proposed parcel will negatively impact anybody within the park.
But environmentalists worry about its effect on the local ecology. Mike Phillips is a geology professor at Illinois Valley Community College and says the mine would hurt 73 acres of wetlands.
The process of creating this mine will dewater part of that wetland initially, and then the mine plan has them mining most of it.
The LaSalle County Board voted for the mine last month, and they could make a final recommendation next week. I'm Jennifer Brandel.
And that's our noon hour look at WILL News. Our next report comes this afternoon at 4:30 during All Things Considered.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Freestar Bank, Champaign, Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning, Urbana, Prairie Ridge Farm Incorporated, Allerton, and KC Summers, Mattoon. These business partners join the friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you.
A long stretch of tranquil weather is in store for the Midwest over the next few days. As high pressure slides off to the east, a return to a southwesterly flow will spell a big warm-up for today and tomorrow. Temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees above average. Dry and slightly cooler conditions are expected for the upcoming weekend after another very weak cold front passes through the region. High temperatures today will range from the low 40s in northern Indiana to the low 60s in western Missouri. Lows tonight will drop into the 30s across much of the Midwest. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon: sunny with a high in the low 50s. The wind from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear, the low 35. The wind will be out of the southwest around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow mostly sunny, the high 50.